Requiescat in pace, Claudia Cardinale. So the Italian actress has been called to the great big studio in the sky at the age of 87. And so she was hailed by some as the most beautiful lady in the world. And if you see images of her from the 1950s, she certainly is, well, how to put it, luscious. So someone is just perfectly proportioned with this glowing, healthy, youthful skin that you cannot fake. Just perfect proportions and bone structure and everything. So really, God blessed her. And she's born in Tunisia in the French colonial era to Italian parents. Well, they come from Sicily. I know Sicilians, often in the old days, said they were Sicilian and not Italian. There's a very strong Tres Bacia identity, you know, because their flag, bit like the Isle of Man flag. Anyhow, because her mother had been born in Tripolitania, you know, just after Italy seized it in 1911. And the Italians are the ones who brought back the word Libya. Libya is an Italian invention because they said, what was this place called in ancient Roman times? Libya, we'll call it that. Until then, the Ottomans had Tripolitania, Cyrenaica, and the Fezzan as three separate provinces. They're put together by gli Italiani. Anyway, so because French Tunisia, she had her schooling entirely in the French. She never learned standard Italian that well, spoke Sicilian dialect, which I can tell you is quite difficult. Remember years ago, I was in Romania and I heard these men speaking this language. I thought, that sounds quite similar to Italian, but I'm only getting one word in 10. And I noticed the bloke had sogno, as in dream in Italian, tattooed on his skin. And then I engaged with conversation in Italian. They were, but they'd been speaking Neapolitan. And Sicilian is even more different from that, with more Arabic loanwords because it's under Arab rule for centuries. And then she also mastered the Arabic tongue because, you know, that's the indigenous language of Tunisia. So she's there during the Second World War, you know, when the Vichy French era, and then the Italians were, I think, allowed to rule Tunisia. And then the Allied armies coming through, when was it, early 1943, managed to survive all that. And quickly accepted by, you know, French colonial society when the war was over. Of course, Italy changed sides in 1943. And then was discovered as a model when she was 16, the most beautiful Italian girl in Tunisia. There was a significant Italian community. I mean, the European immigrants in Tunisia were never more than 10% of the population, and the Italians perhaps 1% of the population there, but they all knew each other. But then she moved to Italy. I know she'd never been there before, in her late teens, to launch her film career. And then that really took off. And it wasn't just look, she did have acting ability as well, because it could convey whatever emotions, you know, big deal in Magonna Street, Three Strangers in Rome. I'm not sure she ever learnt English or acted in English, but some of these have never been translated into English, like Audaci colpe de soliti ignoti, and so on. Il bell'Antonio. And then she was in Austerlitz, that film starring as Napoleon's brother, Pauline, who was the notorious man-eater, who they used to joke she had conquered more men than her brother, although in a rather more intimate fashion. And Il Gattopardo, she starred in that film, and that was the film that probably made her. Goodness. So yeah, I mean, Cinecittà, near Rome, produced so many really quality films in the 60s, and that's Once Upon a Time in the West, a spaghetti western. She was in that, and obviously is done in Italian, but then by the Italian speaking actors, then dubbed into English and so on. Yeah, so that was it. I mean, and how did she did apparently she had some conversation in English, but I don't think it was good enough to act in and so on. So yeah, that was her. And but she hadn't been in any films for a few years with that Island of Forgiveness, which I don't think was terribly well known some time ago. And then she has a non-speaking part in Jesus of Nazareth, which is a real hit in 1977, starring, I can't remember that British actor's name, the guy from Manchester, Michael something or other. It'll come to me. His girlfriend was in Pan's People. What a group that was. Then La Révolution Française, which came out in the bicentenary of the revolution. She acted in that one. I've seen it, but it's excellent, but largely forgotten. So yeah, she will be much missed. And then that's the difficult thing, I think, for people who are known as being extremely good looking in their youth, is obviously that goes at some point. And how do they define themselves? So I don't really seem to dislike her. I mean, you think there'd be a lot of envy about someone like that. And the only disadvantage of being drop dead gorgeous is people think that you can't act, or you've only got things as your looks. And yes, it is possible to have looks and brains, to be extraordinarily exquisite and a gifted actor. So she never married this. She had two long-term boyfriends, two children, and of course, in Italy, that was still quite controversial. I think in the 1960s, when she parturated whilst unwed, was not particularly religious. But she's often cast as, the Scarlet Woman, the femme fatale, and so on. So anyway, lived in France for the latter part of her life, and indeed died in Namur, because that which is actually quite close to Paris. So just as comfortable there, because spoke French, I'm told, with a native accent, like flawless French, because she'd done all her schooling in that. But that is Claudia Cardinale, as in her surname is in cardinal, meaning, those so about the 100 of them, about the College of the Cardinals, who elect the new pope, as in from hinge in Latin. So presumably because one of her ancestors worked for the cardinals. She even had, strictly speaking, she actually had French names, Claude, which is an androgynous name in French, Josephine. But among, in Italy, she's known as Claudia, not Claude. It is pronounced Claudia, not Claudia. She worked for the United Nations as a Goodwin ambassador, trying to uphold children's rights. Okay, well, sorely missed, and Brigitte Bardot was some sort of a role model for her, and she got to know her quite well. Okay, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecarlin7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.